Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships podcast. My name is Mike Larkin, and joining me today is LFC prospect, LFC Madness contestant, Miss Victoria Cat. Victoria, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. I can say for the first time ever, folks, when it comes to this show, we're just starting the video up. We're on the Roku channel. It's the Roku Network. It's the LFC Network. This lovely woman right here is doing it from the tub, the sensual vibes, and here we are. Man, you're just styling and profiling, but I got to say, it's always a pleasure and a privilege to have a lot of these infamous guests, great guests, future come on. So I got to thank you. I got to put that over.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for having me on. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to, like, show my tits. Sorry.
It's okay. First and foremost, I will say this for those that have started watching this on the Roku channel, the video wise, as you can see right now from the screen, we've had women show off their lingerie and we've had a little bit of brief nudity as well. So, hey, you're in the comfort of friends, if you will, Miss Victoria.
Okay, that's great. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. First and foremost, I have to congratulate you. You moved on to round two. How you feeling? LFC Madness, you moved on. You got through the first round. How you feeling? Are you excited? Tell us the overall emotion.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't even think that I was going to make it through. I thought I was just like, kind of thought of it like, just like kind of like a game. And I was like, oh shit, I actually made it through. And I was like, oh shit, so this is real. I mean, like, I didn't really know much about it, but like, pretty dope, I guess. I mean, I was not expecting, but I guess I have loyal fans, so.
Hey, I look at it from a stance too. For those who have not seen it, Victoria Cat got through to the second round, and now she's taking on Shakira Sosa in the second round. It's one of those things where I look at it from a stance too. We just started off this LFC Madness. The finalists from the first LFC Madness, T. Bella Madison and Bella Rockefeller, will be fighting at LFC 31 Booty Camp 3D on Halloween. And now here we are. It's a popular tournament. It's getting a lot of people like yourself from MMA, from wrestling, from modeling, from all facets of life that really want to get into the LFC. So this is where I ask you now, how did you come across the LFC page? Because the LFC has a lot of vibrant talents and very beautiful talents, and I include yourself in that, Miss Victoria Cat. So how did you get involved in? You're very welcome. How did you get involved looking into LFC? You're part of the Madness tournament now. What really caught your eye, so to speak, about LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships?
Well, this dude hit me up, and he was, like, asking me if I wanted to fight. I was like, sure. And then he's like, I could do it for Miami, Florida. I was like, oh, dope. And then he, like, hit up my coach or whatever. And then he's like, also check out these pages. And then I looked at it. I was like, oh, shit, is this, like, a real thing? And then I was like, oh. And then I messaged the person, or I can't remember what I did, but, like, somehow I got entered. And then I just made it through. I just promoted the shit out of it, so...
That's the beauty about social media. It gives us that platform to promote ourselves. And everybody says when it comes to social media, there's the positives and the negatives. But hey, social media has brought us together and it has aligned for us to do this podcast and just in general with LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships. I think what's great about it too is, and what I love about yourself, I've seen a lot of your work. You're constantly in the gym. You're constantly being disciplined in the MMA art form, your strikes, your kicks. You are about that combative nature life. And I got to say, I love the overall grind that you put out there from that aspect.
Well, yeah, like when I, like before I started, after the COVID thing, like I trained for Muay Thai for like 3 or 4 years, and like I was training with a professional, so like he made me train like him. I'll try bae. The cat behind you.
I know. I'll take care of that. Keep going.
But, oh my God, I forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah. The dude that I was training under, he was a professional athlete, so like he was literally training me what he was training, so that's pretty much where I got my grind efforts from. I mean, he was not a good coach, I'll tell you right now. Like, he kind of like beat the shit out of me to like get me to do stuff, so now I'm just, because it's just kind of like, you know, ingrained, whatever the word is.
Hey, I totally get it. I look at it from the stance too. You have a lot of tough love when it comes to these coaches, but it's the overall discipline and the effect it has on you that's really made you the strong person that you are.
For sure. Hey. I definitely the cat.
Hey, as I will say, well, first and foremost, Kat and Victoria Kat, very apropos. We all put it together, but no, I digress. I look at it from a stance too, with what you're doing and what really LFC encompasses is Muay Thai. It has MMA, it has wrestling. So it's kind of like a hand in glove with people like yourself. And first and foremost, I will say this right now, not just because we are in the tough view, but you're a beautiful human being, got that voluptuosity factor, and it shows within your overall imagery. So we got to put that over there, Victoria.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so weird. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Please, it's fine. I look at it from a standstill with people like yourself. Now, I'm curious, because when it comes to MMA and Muay Thai and the discipline aspects, was fighting always something that you wanted to do? Is it something that really you gravitated towards? What is it about the fighting aspect that you like? Because there's so many amazing women's athletes when it comes to combative sports.
I mean, my story might be slightly different. I mean, I don't know if you want to hear about it, but...
Hey, everybody has a story to tell, and the platform is yours. Go right ahead.
Well, I was raped when I was 16, and I told myself I'd never let another man ever have that type of power over me again. So I started training, and then I met a really terrible coach, and it's just been, like, one hell of a roller coaster, for sure. But yeah, that's pretty much how I got into it.
First and foremost, do not be ashamed of like it's different, because I will say this right now, and a lot of people will say this when it comes to, you look at popular culture, right? Like, that's very defined. We see it a lot. Unfortunately, it's a very unfortunate aspect of life. You look at the movie like Jennifer Lopez had with Enough, right? Like, she was in an abusive relationship. She defended herself, taking it to like the popular culture realm, right? But a lot of women actually nowadays, you see that they go through these experiences and maybe, like I said, unfortunate circumstances where they build themselves up, they power themselves. So I got to say it's not different. It's also, you would be surprised how a lot of women get strength from going through the obstacles they've had in their lives. And like I said, you've turned out great. And it's really shown through your overall power game. So I would be very proud if I were you.
We're definitely 2021, because it's the year of the ox, and that's like my Chinese New Year sign or whatever. So like, I was just trying to like go hard and like, you know, get things done. And like, I guess also breakdowns happened as well, because, you know, just 2021 has been one hell of a crazy ride, I tell you right now. But yeah, continue what you're saying.
Ah, you're absolutely fine. First and foremost, I will say this about you. With COVID happening, and we're still in this pandemic to a degree, we're coming back to some sort of normalcy, if you will. And I use that very loosely with my air quotes there, but it's one of those things where we're back to some sense of normalcy, but at the same time, there's been a lot of struggles with people with, you know, going on with the coronavirus and just in general with lives, and it happens, you know what I'm saying? But I look at it from a stance too, sometimes we lose ourselves, and sometimes it's up to us to find our way back, and at the end, we'll find our way back, and we know, you know what I'm saying? So there's a little spiritual, a little positivity about that.
For real. I mean, the only thing that really gets me through is, like, because I work from home, mm-hmm. So the gym is literally, like, the only reason I really leave. So, you know, it's nice to be out for a few hours and then see my friends and work out, you know.
I feel you. And as someone who also works from home, I could say this right now. It is nice to just go up to your local. You know, it's the little things that we kind of forget that are like so incredibly important to us, like just going out to the store because of everything we were all quarantined, and just appreciate getting that fresh air. So I'm right there with you. Go to the gym, do what you got to do. It's nice to get that breath of fresh air, literally and figuratively speaking.
Word, for real. The only thing I hate is, like, I mean, I dumb facts, but, like, I just don't like how we have to wear masks again. I don't know what it is but in your city, but, like, everything is pretty much on lockdown again for the fourth time.
Well, in the States, I will say this. There's a lot of it, you know, everybody going back to school now. So it's very like, okay, we got to wear the mask again. So I understand it. But yeah, it's like, man, you know, we think we're going to be in the clear and this happens. So it's very topsy-turvy. But yeah, everybody's mandated differently, whether it be in Canada or the States. So I understand, you know what I'm saying? I understand the frustration.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely not a fun. Like, I liked it at the beginning because I was like, dope, I get to stay home. Like, I don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. anymore. Like, I drive and like, or take the transit. Like, I was so happy, but like, after a year already, I'm like, hey, I'm ready to go back to normal, you know.
I hear you. I also look at it from a stance too. First and foremost, who does want to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning? I don't have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That is heaven right there. That is absolutely heaven right there. Not getting up to 6 o'clock in the morning. You just preach to the choir with everybody that doesn't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Dare I say early as the clock. So yes, you're preaching to everybody for not wanting to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm right there with you. I had to be at school in high school at 7:26 a.m. approximately that time, because that was my first period class in my, oh my goodness, that was my freshman and sophomore year of high school. And once we got to 12th grade, I was happy because we all had the, you know, those senior privileges and we didn't have to go in until like 9 o'clock. But anyway, I digress. So yes, I'm right there with you on 6 o'clock in the morning being no bueno.
Word for real. I mean, I actually had, like, I know this is so off topic, but like before COVID happened, like 2 months before. So like, okay, so I think we all figured it out, like what it was in December 2019, right? Like that's when it was kind of like, you know, it was kind of like circulating around here anyways. And then 2 months before that, I got sick, like really, really sick. I had to take a month off of work and work from home. So I was like, I already knew how that feels, right? And then like, what are the chances that like, I'm actually working from home for I go once to clean up and like do some other work, but like I still haven't gone back. And I don't know, it's just kind of don't remember where I was going with this. I'm sorry.
You're fine. First and foremost, don't apologize. No, please don't apologize for going off topic. We've had some COVID talks on this show, please. I mean, it's one of those things too, where a lot of the LFC fighters have not wanted to go to events due to the, you know, the COVID and everything that was happening. So we understand. And I'll be honest, when you're going to a spot like Sturgis, and Sturgis has been very safe when it comes to LFC, which is the motorcycle rally. For those that don't know, it's Sturgis, South Dakota. It's a motorcycle rally. Vroom, vroom, we're on motorcycles. We got beautiful lingerie. Thank you. So it works out nicely, and it has had a lot of music concerts there and a lot of wrestling events and fighting events. So it works. It's a win and win, you know, beautiful women on motorcycles. But those are like hot spots. People talk about hot spots, especially with what's going on in Florida. So, I mean, I understand, you know what I'm saying? I think at this time, this junction, if you will, a lot of us just want to be safe and we want to just keep doing what we're doing. I want to see everybody safe. I want to see everybody healthy. Let's keep on keeping on, man.
Right. Like one of my friends, she's not vaxxed at all, and she works in the health industry, but like she chose not to get it because she knows two people that passed away from getting the vaccine. And then now from my gym, well, all gyms in Calgary, you have to bring a passport, like one of those vaccine passports, and prove that you're vaccinated. So like my friend can't come train at our gym anymore until that's like lifted. It's just so ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely hear you 100% about the ridiculousness. But I will say this, just because you're talking about gyms and you're talking about fitness, and I'm going to say this right now. One of the most important things I love talking about LFC, and yes, I mentioned beauty, strength, and dominance with the podcast and the mindset. We talk about the beautiful women in lingerie and just the overall combative nature, but the fitness is everything that goes on, man, because we got a lot of beautiful girls coming in here who are grinding, who are looking absolutely as only as they can look. And again, I'm including you, Victoria Cap, because you're a prospect, you're doing the damn thing in LFC madness. So this is where the respect comes in, because it's people like yourself. I see you. You put it in your Instagram story. You put on some photos. You're doing your thing in the gym. And like I said, we talked about the grind, but it's like, God dang, man. You know what I'm saying? That discipline is there. We got to love that as people, because wherever we go into, it doesn't even have to be combative nature. The discipline is very key.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know that I already said it, but like the coach that I had,
yeah,
he definitely like scared me into like, you know, getting my shit together. Like I've never, cause like, it was a weird situation, but like I lived with my coach at one point because it was hard living with my parents at that time. So he offered me to move with him and his girlfriend. And then the amount of times I've had my life threatened because he's getting mad at me that I don't want to get up and go train. I mean, that definitely gets my ass in gear. So that's, I just imagine like somebody's like, you know, up my ass about it.
Hey, it's kind of like the story when John Cena was training at his local gym in Massachusetts, West Newbury, Massachusetts. He would go to Knox gym, right? So there was like this tough older gentleman that he would have him doing these drills until he was puking in the garbage outside the gym. And he was like, I've seen him go over that rail and vomit so many times. So that if that mindset can happen with a guy like John Cena, it could happen with any female or male, because they do it until you puke, until you're up chucking your old guts, you know?
And like, for me, like, I don't really throw up when I work out like that. Like, I just have like those stitches or whatever, and then it's gone. And then usually, what were we just talking about? I'm like, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We were referring to the gym. You don't puke, you get that kind of stitches type of
thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was like, he was more like, I won't stop till I see bruises and blood, you know? So that right. was the type of coach I had.
It's the battle wounds. And dare I say, to quote Papa Roach, the scars remind us, man. He's reminding you of those scars. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Pop culture reference.
Definitely. I mean, some things change you, you know?
Well, I got to say, sometimes things change you for the better, because everything that you've gone through without your life that we're really touching upon today in today's forum has made you the absolute best person, the absolute continued best person that you're going to be. And I really look forward to seeing what the future holds for you, LFC wise, and in this thing that we call life, Miss Victoria Cat. But I do have to ask you, your adult work. I will say this right now. I've known you've done some stuff with Pornhub, and I know you've done some stuff on OnlyFans. Let's talk about that adult side for a minute here, because I got to say, sensual voluptuosity factor, which I encompassed those words earlier on in the show, and the fact that you're in a tub as we speak and we're doing this show. But it's one of those things where it's like, god dang, man, you get to show that sexy side as well. So I had to compliment the adult work, because a lot of that stuff goes into it too, the sexy imagery, the modeling. I gotta say, I've seen some of your content and you do a lot of great work.
Oh, thanks. Okay, like okay, I'll be honest, like the only as petty as it sounds, and okay, as child as it sounds, like the only reason I did it is because I broke up with my ex, and then he was like not the best boyfriend. Like, he'd be the type to call me like all these types of names or whatever, and be like, you know, just like talk you down. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna just take this breakup, and I'm gonna like, because he taught me how to use social media. Never used to use it. I never really cared until I met him. And I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take all the tips that he gave me, and I'm gonna like make something of myself, be like, fuck you, like look what I can do without your ass, because like he brought me down. And I was like, look how much I can make without you, you know, like it was kind of like a throw it in his face type of thing. If I got successful, so I mean, I did pretty well. I had like 70,000 views on my profile on Pornhub. So
I look at it from a stance too. First and foremost, you took that verbal abuse and gave him the old verbal and metaphorically and figuratively, literally, fuck you, just by going out there and doing your thing and really showing off, dare I say, your assets. And to quote Sierra, the goodies, if you will. But I mean, I digress. I'm joking. But it's one of those things where I look at it from a stance too. Like, a lot of people, when they do the adult work, and they also see like how OnlyFans, man, it's a community. There's a lot of great content. There's many vids. There's a lot of adult-oriented sites out there. And I know, as you said, it's petty as it sounds, but it worked out for you. You know what I'm saying? It all comes full circle, so to speak.
For real, like 2 years of him bringing me down, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to continue to let men control me like this. So I'm going to take what he gave me, like his advice, and then make it something of myself. Like, before I got deleted, he had like almost 10,000 followers on Instagram just by like doing the things that he told me to do. And I was like, I'll show you that I can do better than what you do for your full-time hobby or whatever. Like, he's trying to make it his job to do social media. And I'm like, watch, I'll do this as my hobby and I'll be more successful than you. And like, look what happened. I'm already more successful than him. You know?
I will say this first and foremost, I'm doing this with my hands. It's instead of men bringing down women, bring them up. You got to bring them up, because that's how it should be. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old school. Right. Chivalry is not dead. Remember that, folks. But yes, it's one of those things where I look at it from a stance too as well. Like, I mean, you've done, and for those who have not seen the content, I know you were talking about, I know you don't have the Pornhub right now, if that's correct. I know you don't have it anymore. Okay. So there was a lot of solo work on there, and you showing off. I'm going to say right now, man, you could twerk. You got the voluptuosity factor going with your booty. I'm just putting it out there, man. You were doing a lot of twerk videos, and I mean, if you got it, flaunt it. So I mean, it, what works, and it worked for you, you know?
Well, like, the only reason I had to deactivate it is because it's just so creep. So, like, the whole story was is that I was chatting with my mom one day. This was like 2 weeks ago. So like not the Monday that just passed, but like the one before, I think, or maybe the Tuesday before. But I remember I was chit-chatting with my mom, and then she gets a call from her sister, which is my aunt. And then she's like, why is, what's her name, calling you? I don't know, answer it. And then like my mom starts like hyperventilating. Like, she's like freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem, right? And then she's like, are you on OnlyFans? Are you on Pornhub? And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, how did you know that? Right. And then she said that my cousin told her. And I was like, what do you mean? And then she tells me which cousin it was. And then she's like, he saw you like sniffing cocaine on the freaking Pornhub and like doing all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, how much did you see? And then it like my mom bitched at me for like 3 days after that. And then my cousin, I messaged him. I was like, you could have went to me if you before you going like going to her, like, what the hell is your problem, right? And then we went back and forth for like a few days. And he's like, you're taking that down, whether you like it or not. Like, if your parents don't do it, I'm gonna force you to do it. And keep in mind, he doesn't even lives in Germany because he's living with his girlfriend over there. Dude, you don't even live here. Like, what are, I'm like, you're not my mom, you're not my dad. So like, what the fuck? He's like, good, because if you were my kid, you'd be dead. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, why do you care so much? Like, well, someone needs to. And I was like, well, you need to stop because like, I'm just living my life. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do. He's like, you're so fucked up that this is why you feel the need to do it. I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of my face. Like, I do not need to hear this. And then he's like, you need to delete it right now. And he's like, I'm going to make you do it. And if you don't, then and if you lie to me, then I'm going to tell your parents and they're going to have to delete it for you in front of you. And I was like, oh shit. Well, like, I'm not going to have that happen. Right. So then I messaged him and he's like, make sure you send me the screenshots of you like deleting them and like whatever. And I was like, are you serious? So he made me like email the Pornhub community page and then I just deactivated it because I didn't want to lose all my content. And then I pressed the delete button on the OnlyFans, but I don't know if it's still up. I've heard people say it's still up there, but like I don't know. Because I had money that was still pending to be taken out. So I don't know if it's like waiting to get rid of all that money or I have no idea. But yeah, that's the story.
Hey, well, first and foremost, I got to say from a parental side of things, I can understand that. You know what I'm saying? Just being protective and looking out for you. But I will say this, God damn, man, with your cousin. Again, I understand it because it's family. It's you know, I'm saying your family care. But it's like, I mean, you're in your early 20s, right? Like, I mean, you're a grown woman. You know what I'm saying? If I wanted to do that. So I can see it from both sides, but yeah, it's just like, you know, hey, if I want to do this, I'm going to do this. And a lot of people make money and generate revenue from doing that. So I can see it. Right.
Absolutely. He's like, you're doing it the wrong way. And I'm like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. Like, you know, get with the times. Like things are changing. Like it's accepted now in my era. So like, get over it.
Hey, as a kid, I get it. As a kid of the 90s and as a kid, I'm going to say right now, who's interviewed a lot of people in the adult entertainment industry who have also been on this show. I look at it from a stance too, like we're in 2021. As we've gotten older, I remember in early 2000s when we had friggin' sites like Naughty America. You'd actually have to pay and subscribe to these sites to see the adult material and the adult content, right? Now you have, there's X Videos, there's X Hamster, there's Pornhub. Everything is right at our fingertips and they're streaming. So, you know, it has helped with the times in the future. So I'm so right. I'm seeing adult content, so yes, I understand.
And you know what's the creepiest part is like I've asked him, I'm like, how the hell did you come across this, like what? And he's like, he just didn't even answer me. Like, that's fucking weird. He's like, I saw a lot more than I wanted to see, trust me. I'm like, oh my God. But I'm like, you're so creep for like searching that shit up and like keep checking on it to make sure it's deleted. Like, oh my God, like he's not my father. Like, this is why sometimes I wish I did not have a close family. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, there's pluses and minuses and there's positives and negatives and everything. So I absolutely see the mindset, but I got to say for you, like we were touching upon earlier, it's made you the strong, beautiful human being that you are. And we're talking about looking to see what the future holds for you. Now I'm going to ask you here, because besides the fact that we have LFC, we have the bouts, we have the moments, we have the memories like we have in everything in life. I'm curious if you wind up getting through to the end of LFC Madness, being in the finals, competing at a future LFC event, lingerie style, man, because it also comes with the entrance and the territory of looking good, styling and profiling, if you will, that fashionista of yourself, Miss Victoria Kett. For the lingerie standpoint, what would you have in mind for the fans? I mean, from your overall look, the overall presentation, what do you think about lingerie wise possibly?
Really fond of it. Definitely a color blue, because blue is my favorite color, but or black, one of those colors, but I'm not really sure. Something full body, because like, dude, it's all going to get ripped off eventually, so I swear to God, like, if it's legit, like, pro fighting, like, no pads and stuff, like, it's going to be a war and, like, dirty, I'm telling you.
First and foremost, LFC is known for having some wardrobe malfunctions in its past when in the events. So absolutely. And I also look at it from a stance too. There have been some sustained injuries with ribs and stuff like that. Stuff does happen. It is very physical. It is very sexy. It is LFC Lingerie Fighting Championship. So I'm going to say right now, you are my new favorite because my favorite color is also blue. So we are right there in that wavelength of favorite colors. Hey, it's a great color. I mean, you cannot go wrong with the color blue. I think for me, it's because my eyes are blue and I remember Blue's Clues and just blue. I always love blue because if you're blue, then you're green, you would die, to quote Eiffel 65 from back in the day. I'm a nerd. It's what I do. It's pop culture. But I digress. Miss Victoria Cat, first and foremost, I'm going to put the overture here. Anytime you want to come back on the show, whether you're in the tub or wherever you are in your house, the floor is yours. I really enjoyed picking your brain and giving you the platform to tell your story. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity because I don't get asked these things a lot. So I'll take it when I can, you know.
Hey, you're very welcome. And like I said, I do this with a lot of the LFC personnel and the prospects and the competitors and the contestants in the LFC Madness. So it's going to be a lot more to come for this podcast with people like Victoria and many others involved in LFC Madness. Now, this is where I step back. Please promote Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, which I believe are your main focal social medias. The floor is yours. It'll be in the description. Go right ahead.
So the Instagram is Victoria_CatK1997. And then the Twitter is just VictoriaCat1997 with no underscore and also with a K. And then TikTok is the same as Twitter. And I believe YouTube is also the same as well for that.
Links there.
Sorry, not to interrupt you, but like the only reason why my Instagram is different is because I got deleted on my other one and they wouldn't let me keep the same thing as before. So, you know.
Hey, social media guidelines, I get it. And don't apologize. No worries. I was going to say, for instance, with social media in general, Instagram, you got to be careful. Twitter, it's just like, hey, let's go buck wild. It is more open. But yeah, Instagram, when it comes to guidelines like that, they just shut you down, man. They put you down. They bring you down is what they do.
I know. And like, it doesn't help when like my haters are like, supporting the content, like, I swear to God, my ex is so crazy. Like, he like harassed me for 6 months after we broke up, and his new girlfriend did too. And like, dude, they were telling me to kill myself and blah blah blah. And like, it got to a point where I know this is so off topic, but like, he like vandalized my car. I'm like, okay, he's gonna do all this shit, but like, trust me, my success is gonna be thrown in his face, and there's nothing better than that, right?
That's the thing, though. And first and foremost, when people look at this, I'm not shaking my head just because it's off topic. And this is fine. We go all over the place with this show. But I'm just like, as soon as you said that, I'm like, that's what happens with haters, because it can take to a very violent place, like you were just discussing there. And just from a verbal standpoint and physical standpoint. And it's just like, people united, not divided. We got to be better from the social media front. We got to be better. We're on the same team here. You know what I'm saying? We all got to succeed in stride. So stop the bullshit. Stop hating, start participating. There's a blunt hashtag for you. Stop the BS. There you go. I'm creating hashtag.
What is it called? It's like inhale the good shit, exhale the bullshit. That's what it's called.
Yes, that's it. Or exude the, or accentuate the positives, hide the negatives, you know? Huh?
More.
Yes.
You know, all my fucks are out the window, you know?
No fucks given. I like your style. NFG, I like your style. But yes. More. But yes, Victoria's social medias, and including her YouTube channel, which, by the way, check out a lot of her YouTube channel as well, because you talk a lot about your life. You talk a lot about a lot of great stuff, like very vlog oriented, and it's very compelling entertainment. I will say this. I do enjoy what you produce on far as your YouTube goes.
Trust me, my life would be a freaking Kim Kardashian episode. Like, I'm telling you, like, my whole life could be a TV show with the bullshit things. Like, I swear I'm cursed or something. With the stuff that I had to go through this week alone.
I will say a lot of people can relate to a lot of the stuff that you've gone through. So definitely check out Victoria's content on the YouTube front. And also, I will say this. Do you have any final words to the LFC universe, the LFC fan base? You made it to round two, numero dos of LFC Madness. Do you have any final words for the people? Link will be in the description for everybody to go vote. Go ahead, Vic.
I'm really appreciative because, like, I honestly did not think that I would, like, cute enough or good enough to be in that. So like, it's just really nice and flattering to know that like people actually like me rather than the way that people have treated me in real life. So, you know, I definitely really appreciate it because I wouldn't be having the fun that I'm having now without it, you know?
Beautifully said and eloquently said, my beautiful friend. So before we close out, my final words, as I say each and every time at this podcast, beauty, strength, and dominance, the three key elements that make women the work of art that they are. And Miss Victoria Cat, meow. And I say that for emphasis, meow. I include you in those sentiments. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Don't forget to give your cat a cute hug and kiss. A cute hug and kiss. A hug and kiss for me.
Hey, I absolutely will. Thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much again, Vic.
Bye.